In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My brethren, St. Paul tells us today, put on a heart of mercy, kindness, humility, meekness, patience. Bear with one another and forgive one another if anyone has a grievance against any other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so also you should forgive. But above all these things, have charity, and the peace of Christ will reign in your hearts. Have charity, and peace will reign in your hearts. The apostle's intent is to remind us of the commandment to love our neighbor. He reminds us that we need to have a charity towards one another. But what does it mean concretely to have a charity? The apostle himself answers that question. He says that we need to bear with one another and to forgive one another. My brethren, when I preach to you, I'm preaching to myself first. We all know how difficult it is to bear one another and to forgive again and again and again. Yet, this is the law of Christ. This is the gospel. And if we want to have peace, we should be willing to pay this price. To have charity, so we may have peace. Peace with others, but also peace within ourselves. And above all, peace with God. St. Paul writes to the Galatians, bear one another's burdens, and in this way, you shall fulfill the law of Christ. Which means that if I lack charity towards my neighbor, I'm not accomplishing the law of Christ, and I'm not in peace with Christ. And this is serious to such an extent that if we refuse to love our neighbor, not only we will not know peace in this life, but we will also be deprived of peace in the life to come, meaning that we will not be able to enter into the kingdom of heaven. We know that to deny one single truth of our faith makes us fall into heresy and place ourselves outside of the road of salvation. We all know that, I hope. But what we have to know as well is that the refusal to love even one single person, is enough to place us outside of the road that leads to heaven. Because as the denial of one single article of the creed is enough to make us lose the virtue of faith, in the same way, the refusal to love even one single person is enough to make us lose the virtue of charity. Which means that our charity cannot exclude anyone. But you may wonder, how can I have charity towards someone who is difficult? Someone who may have harmed me? Someone who is perhaps evil? How can I love such a person? My brethren, here we have to understand that we are to love people not because they are good, not because they love us, not even because they love God. But we are to love people mainly because God loves them. That is the main reason why we are to love our neighbor, whoever he may be, because he's loved by God, because Christ died for him. So our charity has to embrace all men without any exception. But it's important to point out that the charity, supernatural love, is not a feeling. It is a decision. Love is in the will, not in our emotions. Let us say, someone was gossiping about me and brought harm to my reputation. It's understandable that I still have some uncomfortable feelings when I see that person. It's understandable. However, if I decided to forgive, if I renounce any kind of vengeance, if I refuse to pay back and instead pray for that person, my brethren, this is a charity, even if my feelings may go on the opposite direction. So you see, supernatural love, which is the definition of charity, should make us go beyond our feelings. My heart doesn't need to melt when I see my neighbor. We needed to have love, yes, but supernatural love. Love which wishes salvation. And of course, a love which is willing to help our neighbor whenever it is necessary. And this is something that our families, especially, have to learn to cultivate. Love and forgiveness for one another. We know that we have to love our neighbor, but we have to remind ourselves that the members of our family, they are our neighbors, the closest ones, and the first ones to whom we owe love and respect. Fraternal charity starts at home. Nobody is perfect, and we all know that. So that's why St. Paul says that we need to bear one another. As I said, we all know that it's difficult. But what God asks from us is that we may be willing to start again, to try again every single day, to love one another with supernatural love, with true charity. And if needed be, we should be willing to take the first step in reconciling with others for the love of Christ. The commandment of the Lord to love one another is assumed in the words of the Apostle St. Paul, that we are to bear the burden of one another, which means to bear the faults of my neighbor, to make a blind eye to the faults of my neighbor, as he bears my faults as well. My neighbor is not perfect. Okay, that's very true. But I have to remember that I am not perfect either. Criticizing every little thing our neighbor does just shows one thing: our great lack of charity. So, my brethren, it's time to banish these little talks. It's time to root out gossip from our lives, from our church, because it just shows our great lack of charity. Now, there is one last precision to be made. God has to be the principle. God has to be the principle and the end of my love towards my neighbor. In such a way that if being charitable towards my neighbor would hurt my love towards God, then it would be justified for me to be somehow, let us say, uncharitable towards my neighbor in order to keep the charity of God. One example would be if a certain relationship would be harmful to my soul. Let us say that a certain relationship or a certain friendship cause me to fall into grave sin. In this case, in order to keep my love for God, I'm not only allowed, but I am obliged to break this relationship and even to avoid the other person as much as it is necessary in order to keep the precious love of God untarnished in my soul. Another example would be parents who do not admonish their children when they are doing wrong because they don't want to hurt their feelings. My brethren, this is false charity. This can be called real cruelty. And the parents will have to respond for that before God, because they have the duty to correct their children, even if it may appear to be uncharitable. So we cannot compromise any charity towards our neighbor that would go against the charity towards God is clearly false and harmful. This is important to keep in mind. So, my brethren, I encourage you to make an examination of conscience about your love towards your neighbor, especially inside your family. Think about it, because there is always something we can improve in this regard. And I would like to conclude with the words of the Apostle St. John in his first epistle. He says, if any man say, I love God, but hates his brother, he is a liar. For he that loves not his brother, whom he sees, how can he love God, whom he sees not? And it is commandment we have from God, that he who loves God should also love his brother. My brethren, let us not be deaf to the voice of the Lord. Let us bear with one another. Let us love one another. Because only in this way we will be able to accomplish the law of Christ and have peace. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.